May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. It's real joy to be with you in this beautiful church, which I have grown to love under very faithful, loving service from three successive incumbents. And I'm including Susie in that list. It's a building where Christians have gathered to worship for so many centuries. And tonight we celebrate a new chapter in the unfolding story of Christian presence in this community. History records 56 rectors of Chipstead. There may even have been more than that, in a great cloud of witnesses. And tonight we will inaugurate the ministry of the 57th. So it's firstly my very great pleasure. There have only been 10 bishops of Southwark, by the way, so rectors of Chipstead have got the edge on that. So it's my very great pleasure on behalf of all gathered here, on behalf of all the clergy and people of this diocese, to welcome the Reverend Susie Williams to your new home and ministry. Susie, you are very welcome among us, and as you acclimatise and settle in, may you truly, as the psalmist says, be able to say, the boundary lines, of this parish, have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. It is also very good to welcome Susie's mother this evening, Marilyn. Marilyn, hello, and your husband, Paul, and also Susie's daughter, Hannah. Hannah and her brothers, Alex, Will, and Ben, may be seen around Chipstead from time to time. So a very warm welcome extends from the diocese to you all. The Diocese of Southwark, as Susie will discover, is nothing if not full of variety. Those who live up nearer the Thames do tend to think of the Archdeaconry of Reigate, and I say this in the presence of the Archdeacon of Reigate, and everything beyond the M25 as somewhat remote. But of course, if you're living here, it's the centre of the world, isn't it? From Susie's perspective, though, there are very few parts of the diocese where there are more sheep than people. The differences between Reigate and Woolwich, between Chipstead and Charlton, may not seem so marked. Susie comes to us from the Sid Valley Mission community in the Diocese of Exeter. And who is with you tonight from those parts? For you are all very warmly welcome. Where you had charge of three churches in Sidford, Walbrook, and Sidbury. But even that may have seemed urban by contrast with your first appointment, serving as curate at the churches of two Welsh villages, the names of which I hesitantly pronounce as Botwnog with Llaniestyn. And who's from that part of the Thleen Peninsula? Ah, wonderful. That arm of North Wales that points decisively across the Irish Sea below Anglesey. Indeed, for much of your early ministry, you combined the duties of clerk in holy orders with the care of a 216-acre farm. One of my favourite poems by the Welsh poet R.S. Thomas from the Thlin Peninsula, The Moon in Thlin, opens with the telling and challenging lines, which I offer to you this evening, as I think they have their own powerful resonance here in this diocese, and even in St. Margaret's also. But a voice sounds in my ear. Why so fast, mortal? These very seas are baptized. The parish has a saint's name. Time cannot unfrock. In cities that have outgrown their promise, people are becoming pilgrims again. If not to this place, than to the recreation of it in their own spirits. You must remain kneeling. Susie comes to this place, I know, with a real sense of calling. She brings a rich store of skills and life experience, which she generously offers for the service of the body of Christ in this place. Above all, however, Susie has a deep and enduring love for God. And this is something that overflows from her. Susie wants all those whom she is called to serve to reach their full God-given potential, to become the people God made them to be, and to live the life of the risen Christ. In Susie, I therefore see a passionate person, passionate about the whole gospel of the Lord, someone with true zeal for reaching outwards with this good news, but also someone with a loving pastoral heart. A pastoral heart and zeal for the gospel characterize a deep life of faith and the energetic walk of the minister and evangelist. Indeed, these qualities have much to do with our reading from the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel. We have heard a short segment of that wonderful conversation at the Last Supper, which St. John records in loving detail. And in it, Jesus says two things that are really the same thing. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will keep my word. These two sayings take us right to the heart of Christian life. We are always scratching our heads to know which comes first, prayer or action, faith or deeds, love or keeping God's word. But what we realize as we go on in the Christian life is that these things cannot really be separated. Each of them runs all the way through a life well lived. In just the same way, it is fruitless to ask, is Jesus first man and then God, or first God and then man? For he is beyond all our power to grasp it, beyond our full understanding, fully human and fully divine. They who keep my commandments love me, those who love me will keep my word. Both are true, and each makes the other more true. But this is no easy task. Susie, I sense, recognizes this deeply. In her application, in response to the parish profile, which expressed the desire both to go deeper in faith and also to reach out into the local community, this is what Susie wrote. I hope I have your permission to quote it. Perhaps I should have asked, but here goes. When we truly see God's love, we are able to respond in love, and that gives us the desire to go deeper in faith, to trust God and rely on his Holy Spirit. It increases within us the passion to reach out with the incredible good news of the kingdom of God and to seek to draw others into it. And so we naturally do all the things you are saying that you want to do, not because we are under compulsion and feel we ought, but because it is a natural response to God and his love. Wise words. Now that really is a very helpful commentary and reflection on John 14. As we go deeper in faith, we go outward with the good news. As we love, we obey the commandments. These are words to live by, something to work at, something to grow into, perhaps even over a lifetime. We all have our own ways of putting this, and we have to keep going round and round, making it our own, though of course it must always remain Christ's truth, not just our sense or feeling. For me, this is about being both Christ-centered and outward-focused. There are so many churches in the diocese that, although I say this again and again, I'm not too often accused of repetition. And this is not to be two things, but to be one thing. If we are Christ-centered, truly entering into who he is and who he calls us to be, we will turn outward in love. And if we love those around us, we practice the way of Christ, we put on Christ, we are more and more Christ-like. If we love him, we keep his word. If we keep his word, we love him. This wonderful community of faith here in Chipstead will not go far wrong if it holds fast to this way of life. Like so much that is really of value, it is not easy. Living this way can demand sacrifice, but we thank God that we are not left comfortless to do this on our own, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Hard though it may seem to be, it is not complicated, and it is certainly nothing new. It is the same thing that has been spoken of and striven for in this building since 1185. Although Susie will be, by the grace of God, the 57th rector of Chipstead, the truth she is charged to proclaim afresh in this generation, among us, the truth you and she and all of us are charged to proclaim in Chipstead and in the world, is both more ancient than the foundations of the earth, and also newer and fresher than the cowslips on the green outside the church. If we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we will keep his commandments. And as we keep his word and do his will, we will grow in love for him. May the Holy Spirit guide us as we walk in this way. Amen.